Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Consistent prayer life. I'll rush through this. Then we'll go on break. And this is a long break. By God's grace, next year, Oxano, we're going to take the session like this from morning till somewhere around 2. Thereabouts we could close. Then we hold the Sons, Daughters and Partners Conference till around 4 thereabouts. Especially because those who need to go back to far places will be able to go back between 4 o'clock to 8. Even if you are coming from Mekpe or Ijebuode, you can still get there. Amen. And those who are from a distance, tomorrow's service is going to be a wonderful one. Feel free to still stay around so that you can have a feel of the service tomorrow. Amen. Can I tell you the truth? Even the devil knows that some things have been settled. I'm telling you. That's what prayer does. When you finish praying, you know, David Nkenon was saying that sometimes there are women who are pregnant and 4 months, she's not even aware. 4 months, she's not even aware. 5 months, some people are not, they are not sure. I don't know that my body is somewhere. They are not. Like, are you okay? So I don't know. I'm 3 months gone. Gone where? That's how some of you are not aware. That you have entered August 2025 already. You have settled it. Some have settled December already. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some matters in your life that are 10 years ahead that you have settled already. There are specific matters. Howbeit, he that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaketh mysteries unto God. The Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, so that the Holy Spirit goes deep into the deepest part of your life and begins to sort out things. In the latest book that I just wrapping up, it's a prayer book. When we pray, what happens when we pray? One of the things that happen when we pray is that in the place of prayer, we can enter into the past and undo the things that have been done, and we can transport ourselves into the future and arrange the things that we want arranged. That's what prayer does. Jesus said to Peter, Satan has desired to sift you, but I have prayed for you. So the sifting is coming in front. I prayed for you here, so that by the time we get there, it will not be an issue. And at other times, something has been done in the past that is affecting you. Then you begin to pray. Then you travel back to the past and undo those things. Then you come back to the future. Only prayer can take you on that journey. The transport fare to achieve that kind of thing is called what? Prayer. Are we here together? That's the transport fare with which you can achieve that kind of travel. Let me give you, before I give you the points, Akimanos Kapaidash. Holy Spirit, thank you. Before I give you the points, you know, the rest of you, your break is very long. This is the first time we're going to have almost 3 hours break. But I don't want you to have 3 hours. By the time we close somewhere around past 1 now, find a position and start praying, because the service will start somewhere around what time? So like 4:30 we'll start praying, start booting. So I'll have that conference. It's an exclusive conference. All the members of this church, all my spiritual sons and daughters, disciples, then the kingdom partners, I'd like to have that meeting with you. If you fall into any class. Now, this is glory to God. This is how I put it here. I want you to see it. We most likely will do a pre-order for the book before we close. If you want to pre-order. But let me show you something. Okay, this is somewhere around chapter 10. Reversing the past and influencing the future. Prayer is a powerful tool that transcends time, allowing us to reverse past decisions made in the spiritual realm and influencing future decisions. In the place of prayer, decrees and decisions that have been concluded against you, whether in the past or projected into the future, they can be overturned. The word of God assures us of this authority in Psalm 79. It says, let the groaning of the prisoner come to you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who have been appointed unto death. Prayer helps you in revisiting the past to reverse spiritual decisions. There are times when negative spiritual decisions have been made, transactions concluded, affecting generations. Perhaps someone in your bloodline 100 years ago made a covenant that placed limitation on the family. Even though those who initiated the transactions are long dead, the covenant may still be speaking. These decrees can manifest as patterns of failure, sickness, untimely death, stagnation. As a believer, you have the knowledge of God's word and the authority in Christ to break this cycle. However, what about your siblings, your relatives who lack understanding? Through prayer, you can go back in time into the spiritual coven or realms where these decisions have been made and reverse them. Prayer is the instrument that enables you to rewrite history, ensuring that decisions made in darkness are replaced with the light of the word. 2 Kings chapter 20 from verse 1 to 6, Hezekiah was told that he would die, but through fervent prayer, he reversed the decree and extended his life by 15 years. Prayer gave him access to spiritual realms to negotiate his future. The principle applies to us today. You can negotiate your future. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can negotiate, you can bargain and say no. It's not going to happen like that. Even it was God that decided Hezekiah's own, and he said no. And when he insisted in the place of prayer, God said fine. Why? Because prayer is the instrument with which you can reverse decisions, whether past or future. In time, you can start doing that where you are. Prayer is not limited to correcting the past. It also empowers us to influence the future. Psalm 102 verse 20 says, speak of the Lord's intervention. It says, hear the groaning of the prisoners to release those appointed to death. That scripture is so powerful. And that's why you can see I've read it twice. In the realm of prayer, the believer can step into God's eternal timeline. Listen, a realm where past, present, and future things have been decided. Here, you can make spiritual adjustments to the events, programs programmed against you. Things destined to happen, failure, rejection, accident, or even untimely death, they can be altered before they manifest. Before the day they will manifest, you change everything. You can arrange the next 10 years of your life through prayers. You can establish favor, success, divine alignment in areas such as your career, your marriage, your ministry, your business. Men and women of prayers live ahead of their time. They step into the eternal realms of God, where his perfect will is established, and bring it back into the natural realm to manifest here. Deciding how people respond to you, you can pray and decide the way they will respond to you. Prayer enables you to influence how people interact with you. Favor and goodwill can be programmed into your future, into your relationships. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 11 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and like a river, he can turn it wherever he wishes. So in the place of prayer, you can decide how you want somebody to respond when you go for a job interview. You can decide how you want somebody to respond when you go for a proposal, when he's going to submit a proposal. You can stay here and decide that this is the kind of response I want as I am going for that thing in the morning. And you'll be you don't need to be shocked, because if you really prayed about it, you should be expecting the results. Are you getting what I'm saying? This last one is very powerful. The machine for spiritual transportation. Prayer is like a supernatural time machine. It transports you into the eternal realm where the eternal God dwells. In this realm, there's no past, there's no present, there's no future, only eternity. This allows the believer to rewrite spiritual narratives and manuscripts, alter decrees, and bring divine order to earthly matters. This concept is beautifully illustrated in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10. As I have said this day, I have set you over nations and to the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Through prayer, you can root out the negative patterns and plant the positive patterns. Through the power of prayer. Prayer allows you to play what some people will call spiritual ojoro. It's a term for outsmarting a system. While this might seem unconventional, it emphasizes the advantage prayer gives you in dealing with spiritual matters. It is not cheating, but rather leveraging divine access to ensure God's purposes prevail in your life. When you finish reading it like this, you will sit down. Anything, any devil, you stay there. Daniel was praying, and the captivity of Babylon, since it has passed and they were still there. Then he went back in time, 70 years, and he read the scrolls. He said, I, Daniel, understood by books. He saw the scrolls and he said, what? Why are we still here? Then he started influencing it in the place of prayer from the first day. And the prince of Persia stood and said, never. Day 1, day 2, day 18, day 19, day 20. As soon as it was day 21, the heavens released the archangel. And he went there to collect the scrolls and defeated the prince of Persia and handed it over to Daniel. And said, Daniel, from the first day you started praying, from the first day you were reversing the hand of time to the past to know what happened. Because he started by confessing the sins of his fathers, confessing the sins of all their lineage. He was crying and said, God, whatever. So he was going back in time. And by the power of prayer, he secured the future. And they came out of captivity. You need to pray. For men always ought to pray and not to faint. I have found the answer. I have found the pathway. I have discovered the weapon with which any man can change their lives. You can change anything on the altar of prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Anything can be changed on the altar of prayer. So how do I systematically build a consistent prayer life? Number one, why do I need consistency? It builds spiritual stamina. When you are consistent in the place of prayer, you are building stamina. Consistency helps you build. If you continue, if you go to a gym and you are consistent with weightlifting, something will be happening to you, true or false? Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Don't sleep, don't sleep, don't sleep. So when you go to the gym and you begin to, you know, just lift it, sometimes you are lifting 5 kg. All of a sudden, 5 kg looks like it is nonsense. Why? Because it has been consistent. Then the next time you move to 15 kg, it looks heavy initially. If you move that 15 kg for another 3 weeks or 2 weeks consistently, the weight becomes lighter. The problem is not that the weight is lighter. The thing is that the man who is consistent has gained more stamina. So now you will lift it, and at a point they will tell you, this one is easy. Then you move to 30 kg. You will discover that somebody who is bigger than you, will come to that gym. If they give him 50 kg, will not be able to carry it. Oh, you need to know how these things happen. Those of us who are consistent with the gym, a guy can be big like this, and a guy is slim like this, and he's carrying what this bigger guy cannot carry. It's not by the physique.
It is by the consistency or practice of this other guy. His muscles in inside, they are stronger than this one. Outside, this one looks big, but this one's muscles, they are tough. And you see that when I was in law school, one guy would just come to the gym there. One guy, just small guy, he would just come there. He's not very big. You just feel it here that he has been doing something, but he's not very big. He would just go to that serious one, lie under, and he'll be lifting it like this. Then one guy was very big. He just came there. He tried all his teeth, couldn't carry it. That day I knew that it's not by power nor by might. I was just watching like this. If they asked me to choose somebody to fight with, I would choose that smaller guy. Because I believe he will not, but you don't know what he's carrying. By the time he handles you, you will know that he has been lifting things. Prayer, consistency in prayer is like weightlifting. Consistency, keep lifting it, don't stop. Sometimes you feel like nothing has happened. Do you know that when you just go to the gym and you start weightlifting, the first 2 days, all your body, that's why when you pray your first 1 hour, you look like all your life you have been praying. Or just 10 minutes, you say you are going for 1 hour, you jump, you fell under the anointing by yourself in the room, bam, then you stood up. How many minutes? 10 minutes. Say, what is this? You thought you did so much, but you didn't know that nothing was, you were just on your own. But the time will come when you do that kind of 5-10 minutes, you will know that you have not started. You know that we're just about to start, we're about warming up. And prayer begins to get interesting. I don't know, but prayer begins to get interesting at the 45th minute, 45, 50, 60 minutes. That's when prayer becomes interesting. From 5 minutes, the devil still believes that you will give up. By the time you're getting to 30 minutes, he believes that you can say, I will cut it half and continue later. But by the time you enter 45, he begins to say, anybody who don't reach this place. You understand? You just realize, try it. Target, put your time for 1 hour prayer. The same thing happens when you put your time for 3 hours prayers. The first 1 hour will be stressful. You won't even know what you're, at the point you'll be thinking you're saying rubbish. Bogo. You feel like there's nothing there. Then you just realize that 2 hours, 15 minutes is as if there's a cruise. Zikakaika. There's a level you begin to pray, then you stop praying. The spirit start praying on you. The spirit will start doing the prayer. You just know that your mouth is moving. Your body is energized. There's strength inside of you. Then you realize that the Holy Spirit begins to put burden on your heart. You didn't have prayer points when you started, but now he begins to show you this. He will now show you that. He will now show you. You know why? One of the strongest love language of God is quality time. Quality time. The more you stay, the more he will show you. Are we getting what I'm saying? So consistency will help you build stamina. It creates a habitual environment that brings the presence always. One of the gifts that a praying man will get, one of the biggest results, if you are a man who is deeply into the word of God, one of the strongest gifts you will come out with is the gift of revelation, insight, understanding. It will always happen like that. If you spend more time studying than praying, you'll be coming with insights, revelation, understanding. But it's good to balance it, because the excess of that can start leading to puffed knowledge. If you spend more time praying than studying, you begin to enter a dimension where you are like a cloud. You come with a cloud. If you enter a place, it will be obvious something has entered. If you move around, it will be obvious that it's as if something is here. Because there's a presence, there's a cloud that you are coming with. Are you getting what I'm saying? A cloud. The same platform somebody stood on, you will stand there, the difference will be clear. It will just look as if, rain down the fall. Yeah, it's rain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Has it? It's a difference. Because there are heights to these things. And if you're a man who has balanced both, you're very dangerous. You're very, very dangerous. Because in knowledge, wisdom, and in power, you'll see results. So the consistency is what guarantees that. You will not be asking and looking for the presence. I've told you, I don't need to come to a meeting and I'll be guessing whether there will be the move of God or not. If I don't want the move of God in that meeting, I can try to shut it down by trying to say many things and shut it down. But if I open up my channel that I need the move of God, no, it is not an experience I struggle to create. I can create it every service you listen to throughout the teaching. All the meeting from day one till this one. Is there anyone that's different? From the first night, you in the teaching, you will still see the move because the channels of my spirit is open for it. But if I didn't want it, there's a level I'll teach to, I'll cut it short. There's a level I'll teach to, I'll try to do some things because I know that if I start gisting or joking, everybody will joke and will laugh and will close because we didn't want to waste time. But if I know we have time, Holy Ghost, another measure. In the midst of the world, the time will come where your heart will begin to burn within you. You will know that there is something about this. It is a presence. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it doesn't come by luck. It comes by consistency. Everything we have been doing and all the prayer we have been praying in this church since the day we started. Part of what God assured me when I was studying today is that it is preparation for 2025 you have been doing. I said, wow. I said, so we're about to start. He said, yes. The journey is about to start. You're asking what we are doing like this. Riaza. And by the way, Oxano 2025, the theme is dominion. Dominion. Kanikasu kapaya. Even the devil himself will be scared. People will take territories. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God spoke to my heart to speak this season on the call, I had to hold on and take it. But prepare your heart for next year. It's going to be an explosion. Part of the exploit of consistent prayer, persistent prayer, and consistent prayer held. When you continue like that, it will help do some strategic and powerful things. In James chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, look at what the Bible says there. James chapter 5, 16 to 18. Please put it on the screen for us. James chapter 5, 16 to 18. Let me do this and I'll show us the methods. Confess, James chapter 5, yes. One to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Verse 17. Elijah was a man with nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land. For how many years? 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. That's the power of consistent prayer. Can you remember in the Old Testament how he did it? He put his head under his neck, and he prayed. He prayed. He told the guy, go and check. The guy went back. He didn't come back with result. He prayed. He said, go again. By the time the guy was going the sixth time or thereabout, he said, stay there. Don't come back. In other words, we die here. Kai. You are just starting the prayer and the devil is making you comfortable. Don't let any devil make you comfortable. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He stayed there and he put his head there and he was praying again and again and again and again and again like that. And the servants did not come. As long as you don't come, I will not stop. Guess what? By the time he was praying, it all of a sudden, the cloud began to shift. Men shift the cloud in the place of prayer. The same way Joshua was able to manipulate nature. Elijah manipulated nature. And his son said, his servant said, I see a cloud, a small one. And he said, it is not small. If I continue consistently, it will become a heavy one. And he said, I don't see a small one. I see the sound. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. His servant saw a small hand, but he saw a cloud. The praying man knows his investment. And he knows that his investment cannot die. And he stayed there. I can't tell how many hours the guy refused to come. The guy was just there because he said, don't come back until you see something. And the guy kept watching. He didn't see. The guy, maybe 1 hour, 2 hours. Zopata, pata, pata, pata. 4 hours. 6 hours. Rapapai. At a point, he will not be able to pray normal again. He will not be doing. Groaning. At the realm of groaning, you'll be uttering. The Bible says the Spirit helpeth our infirmities with groanings that cannot be uttered. In other words, his words will not be able to express it. He will just be groaning. And all of a sudden the cloud shifted. I can imagine the manipulation that happened in heaven that day. The angels would have said, "Ah, Elijah, what he told." Why? This rain had not fallen for 3.5 years. So you should understand. That means in heaven, they have decided that there will be no rain in that land again. You don't understand? They have concluded a scroll has been written, that this man that spoke is an authority. And whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Since he said he does not want rain, the day he says he wants rain, we will decide the matter. They had to go and do a meeting, a discussion in heaven, and say, that territory, the book, who locked it, they say, is it the one calling for it? They say, yes. Say, okay. After the meeting, they say, open. And when they opened it, he said, go and tell Ahab, run to your house. Be fast. What you call the small hand is a sound of abundant rain. And by the time Ahab was running to his house, Elijah now stood like this. He took his mantle and he tied his mantle. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. While that one was running with the horse, one step. By the time that one was coming, he was here already waiting. That's how it's going to be for somebody. When others are coming, you have moved already. When others are coming, you have moved already. I say you have moved already. In the name of Jesus. How did you get here? Praying men are catapulted spiritually. There's a spiritual hand that moves them. And the hand moved him. And he went ahead. Somebody, you are going ahead. You didn't hear me. I say you are going ahead. Yes. The early church continued in prayer. They continued in prayer. Peter would have died in prison, but the Bible says they continued in prayer. They continued. The Bible says, and they at the Solomon's porch, they met daily. When you see 5,000 souls, you see nearly the whole city. You see uncountable. You think those things just came by chance. No. The Bible says they continue daily in prayer and in the study of the word. They will carry, they will share, then they will pray. They will go home every day, 7 days a week. Because as at that time, they had already started dashing Sabbath to those who need Sabbath. They were still hiding inside their house doing their own things. Because Jesus had told them that he's the Lord of the Sabbath. So 7 days a week, they will pray. And you know, prayer is like a gathering cloud. It's like a drop of water. Don't stop. When you stop, it's stagnated. When you continue, it will overflow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. The Moravian brothers, how many years did they pray? How many? 100 years. 100. Somebody say 100. How many years? How many years? How many years? They prayed. The people that started praying the prayer died. They transferred the oral tradition to their children. Now we have entered an agreement with God. And that is Zinzendorf. That's what the name is of the guy was called that gave them a space. It was a politician, influential one. He gave them space. And he said, come and stay in my place. And they prayed. They prayed until some of them, when the slave masters come, they will sell themselves as slave and say, take me. They'll say, why? They say, I want to be a slave. They will sell the person as slave. You know why? He's going so that he will go and meet the people there and preach the gospel to them. They prayed for 100 years. So that the revival you started seeing everywhere breaking forth, you thought it happened that day they started praying. Some of you are answer to prayer. Some of you, the day you start manifesting, it will not be because of you. It will be because of somebody that has been praying somewhere. There's somebody in your family that has been praying that, God, will you not give us one person that will break out? Sometimes it is the person who has made a mistake in the family that is angry. Have you met people in the family where they made up their mind they will do something, but they now fail? Then they will now take the position of an intercessor and say, the mother of Amy McPherson, she was supposed to be a mighty evangelist and she failed. So she took the position of an intercessor and prayed her daughter into manifestation. And when the ministry work started, she became the administrator of the whole thing. And that's the only reason McPherson has history. Katrikuma doesn't have much. Legacy, rather. A solid legacy you can see. Many of us are not aware that you are answer to prayer. Somebody has been praying that you will show up. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure you're getting what I'm saying here? Yes. When we are praying in this meeting, some of you, God will open your eyes and you will journey like that. and you will see things that were done, the things that were done before you were born, and you will be seeing fire catching those things. And when you come back, you will hear a voice, it is done. What we have done here, and what we are doing, and what we will still do, it's dangerous. Practical steps to building a constant prayer. Number one, fix time and get a place. Fix time. Place might be difficult for some people, but I advise you get a place. If it is a particular place in your house, in your room, fix time and get a place. At a particular point, people started teaching many things and said, you can pray on the road everywhere. But yes, you can pray on the road. I can pray anywhere. But this kind of prayer I'm talking about is a prayer that calls for an interaction between mortals and immortals in a quiet, reserved place. There's a kind of prayer that there's a man of God, I've forgotten his name. For several years of his life, he prayed 30 minutes intervals and he will not stop. He cannot pray more than 30 minutes, but he does not pray, stays more than 30 minutes without praying. You don't understand that? That means it's 30 minutes off and on throughout the day until he sleeps. Wake up again, 30 minutes off and on. He cannot survive. His body can. He trained the body with prayer. He cannot survive. If he does not, if 30 minutes is going, the body begins to give signal that as if he has to start jerking. As if something, he will now start praying. After 30 minutes, he will stop and continue. You know that one? That will be useless to the activities of men. Useless. Will you employ that one? Where will you put that one? So heaven employed him and said, I put you for revival's sake. Stay there. I taught you people consecration. There are different levels of consecration. The first level of consecration is called consecration, stewardship. You know what that means? That's what I was explaining to you when I said some people will set up a business and name it after God and set up another one for themselves. Some people who have not grown to that level, we set up a particular amount, apart from offering, apart from tithes, this one, no devil can take. I consecrate it. Some people will call percentage. They can say 20, 30, 40, 50, depending on how many percent. That is percentage. That is the consecration, stewardship consecration. Then there's a consecration that you do that it is called the consecration to priesthood. That means you are saying, I'm leaving everything. I am called to full-time and serve God. That's consecration to priesthood. Not everybody can do it. That person who is doing that consecration must have received the call. That means the chambers of heaven decided your matter. And when they struck their gavel, the decision was that you will come. And when they call you, you cannot go back. It is called to priesthood. God chose the children of Aaron. And he said, you will be priests to me forever. The tribe of Levites, among the tribe of Levites, he picked Aaron. And he said, you and your children, priests forever. The rest, continue your work. These ones, do my work. That's another level of consecration. That's where some of us find ourselves in. That's a level of consecration. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. And there are certain levels of consecration that human beings are doing personally, very few and rare on the face of the planet Earth. That's consecration to becoming Enoch. I will not marry. Those ones are dangerous. That's why you see the monks in those days, Father Francis of Assisi. These ones will go to places where they have dead bodies and they can raise dead bodies that are 10 days. Call them back to life. When you see, when you are seeing spirits every day, if you are alone, you know what monks do? They don't want to see human beings. They stay in a cave and they'll be there chanting prayers, staying alone, seclusion. You did not see the figure of a man, talk less of the figure of a woman. The sources of carnality died. You have cut short all the sources. So, you know, there's a level where you don't see anything. You don't know what your mind can even think again. The mind is just thinking around the cave. When the guy comes out, it's dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Apostle Paul took that position and he said, I can take a wife like Peter. He said, but I chose not to. Then he was advising some of us, although we did not take the advice. He said, those of you that are not married, don't marry. I read the Bible. I don't know why I did not follow that advice. Anyway, maybe if I come another world, if I come another world, and my wife is not around, I will not marry. Glory to God. So fix a set time. Now listen. Daniel prayed morning, noon, and night. Did you notice it? The Jews had 5 prayer watches like the Muslims usually pray, and they kept it. Now they usually chant the same prayers. The reason they were afraid of Jesus was that they chant the prayers within 5 minutes or 3 minutes, they are done. But Jesus will stay for the whole night. Oh God, what are you doing? So the disciples say, teach us to pray. Just as John taught his disciples. Because the disciples of John too were not praying like the Jews. So they were having a different thing. So they said, no. We are Jews. We know how we pray normally. But the disciples of John don't pray like that. So you to teach us. The way you are doing it now is very different. Teach us. The Bible says there are times where Jesus will stay all night. There are times where he will escape from the crowd. That means his alarm. He's already checking it. And you know why he does that? The reason why you are doing this fixed and consistent time is because it is the way of spirits to be consistent. Consistency is the way of spirits. That is why one spirit can consistently manage and monitor a family pattern for 150 years, 1,000 years. It will stay there. Spirits are consistent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Church, are you hearing me now? Spirits are what? Consistent. And God said, they that will worship me, they must worship me in spirit and in truth. In other words, he's saying, you too, you have to be consistent. You can't wake up today and say, now 1 o'clock I go do. Now 2 o'clock you meet me. Now 3 o'clock you meet me. You will be praying. God will be answering some of those prayers. But God cannot do business with you. You hear what I said? God, you know, God can do, he does business with those that he can trust, that if I come here, I will find them. I can't do business with somebody that, punctuality is the soul of business. I can't do business with somebody that I'm sure that you will not be there. You will not be around. Adam, where are thou? He was in the garden, but he was not there. So take your place and choose your time. And say, this time, I'll be here. Witches hold meetings, 12 o'clock midnight, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whichever time they decide. And sir, as soon as the time gets to the time, wherever your body is, leave your body and start coming for meeting. Occultic people have meetings, and you have seen some of those, their movies, they'll say it, that you didn't show up in the last meeting. A covenant has been signed that your wife will be taken. And you think that those things they are showing, they're just showing African magic. There are some demons that influence those things so that men can know the way of demons. That's how spirits work. They have timing. And if you break the covenant, you will pay for it. And the next thing, the man will be saying, my Lord, don't take my wife, don't take my children. They will say, no. It has been signed and delivered. The gods are angry with you. And before he wakes up and he gets home the next morning, he will be the one to carry the wife or the child with his hand. Because the spirits had an agreement with him. And he missed out on that appointment. God does not judge with wickedness like that. It's not a wicked God. But the truth is that in the business of taking territories and doing serious things, you can do other things. You will not be in that meeting. Because the way God is when I call, you answer. If you tell me you'll be here now, I'm there already. Show up. And that's why we practice it. And the more we begin to practice it, the more you'll be seeing things. You'll be surprised. No wonder. Yes. Practice it. Practice it. Practice it. Sometimes when you fall or you fail, don't be discouraged. Just say, Lord, I will make it up. I'm sorry. We had a date. If you're going out to somebody and you have an appointment, and the person said, we're going to meet by 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. And it's supposed to be a date, is that not? And eventually you show up and the person doesn't show up. You're already agitated. Why is the person not here? Why is she not here? Why is he not here? Then by the time it's 10 minutes past, you feel like, why is he wasting my time? By the time it's 20 minutes past, are you deceiving me? What rubbish is this? Then you start calling. Then if you call on the phone doesn't ring. That means maybe the person is sleeping. You say, what kind of nonsense is this? And you start sending message. Please, if you know you are not interested again, tell me. I cannot waste my time. I don't know why you're treating me like this. I'm not trash. Some of you have done it before. Some of you, that's what gave you breakfast. Because you did it. When you did it, you thought the guy was going to say, I'm sorry. You didn't know that the guy was already planning to jar. So when you did, he did not reply. He did not reply again. He did not reply. You didn't know. Shame did not even allow you to say, oh yeah, sorry. You now say, no. I know guys, they are very terrible. When they are about to find their way, you say, I sense in my spirit that that's what you will do when we marry. So I've decided I don't want to marry a hard woman like that. Are we here together? That's the way of spirits. So fix a time and fix a place. Begin with a time and stay there. A daily routine. It doesn't have to be 1 hour. Although 1 hour seems to be the basic for a believer that is grown. But if you can do 30 minutes consistently, start. I'm sure that if you are consistent to 30 minutes, the spirits will woo you. Because that's the way of the spirits. They will woo you to more and say, 30 minutes is not enough. Well, how far? Then you will enter 40. Then one day say, like Jesus, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? Then you enter 1 hour. You now realize that at the point you are now feeling dissatisfied. Like, I'm not even doing this thing very well. Then some people will grow. Some people will just put full stop. Say, now 1 hour be my life. Can I tell you the truth? If that is what you can do and you are consistent, it's fine. If another person can do 2 hours and they are consistent, but if it will take a consistent prayer of 174 hours to hit a particular mark, and you do your own 1 hour, it will take you 174 days. If another person does 2 hours, it will take the person half that time. I'm not saying that is how it is generally, but I'm saying that if that is what it will take to hit a particular climax, you will have to journey like that. That's why some people look like they seem to be faster in some things. You have to start engaging. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Number two. Number one is what? Number two is start small. 1 hour, 30 minutes, or 30 minutes, or 40 minutes, or 50 minutes, you start. Start from somewhere. If you are a new believer and you know you are that type of person that if you sing for 10 minutes, you look as if you have sung for 10 hours. Start with 10 minutes. After Oxano, let me remind you, let me say this also. After Oxano, we are going to start a 40-day spiritual growth challenge. It will enter January. 1 hour every day. Our morning prayer will switch it to 1 hour every day. I will teach and we will pray. I will teach and we will pray for 40 days. So I'm giving you 1 week break. Then after this 1 week, next week, 6 o'clock every morning, I want to teach you how to connect with spirits. Some of you don't join morning prayer. I don't know if it's Coven prayer you join, which one you join? Join prayer. So 40 days, we're going to be there. I'll teach for 25 to 30 minutes. We'll pray for 30 minutes. And it will be on spiritual growth things. Of course, I'll still speak and prophesy into our day. We'll still get testimonies and all that. But that's the purpose, because I want to do a post-Oxano encounter so that the fire will not burn out. It is the natural tendency of fire to always burn out. As soon as you don't add a combustible, everything that is burning will finish burning until you add wood. Until you add wood. Are we here together? Number three. If you want to do this kind of prayer, there are two ways. You can decide to have a prayer pattern. There was a prayer I did. What message is that? Where I talked about using the Lord's Prayer for 1 hour. And it lasted us a series. I said, you can use the Lord's Prayer to pray. Our Father. Remember that prayer? What is the title of the message? No, I didn't teach us to pray. Was here. It's recently. Yeah? It's prevailing prayer, Abby. Is it prevailing prayer? Yes. Some of you are good students. Go and download prevailing prayer. By the time you listen to prevailing prayer part one, you have prayed 1 hour already, more than 1 hour, self. It's up to part four or part three. Yeah. You will pray. Even the devil, in fact, There are times where you are using the stuff to pray. At a particular point, you will pray. It's possible that the Holy Spirit will lead you, pause and stay with me alone now. You will pause and start. The next day, you continue from there again. You will hear some things. You will pause. You continue again. You realize that that four-part message can take you on a journey of 10 or 15 days prayer. 1 hour, minimum of 1 hour a day. Are we here together? If your future is important to you, that's what we're talking about. And I'm not talking about future. When I say future here, I said it in my last teaching. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the soul of your destiny. It's more than money. It's more than I got five. Can get five in school and get one in life. You can get five financially and get zero in marriage. You can get five in marriage and get zero financially. You can get five all round. All round. All round. And that's the realm we're entering in the name of Jesus. So you take a guide like that. You can use that. Sometimes you can use a song and sing. Let that sing. Put it on repeat. If it's a 10-minute song, if it plays after it has played for six times, 1 hour has ended. Do you understand? Stay there. After this 40 days challenge, you try. In fact, during the 40 days, some people will start doing 1 hour, 30 minutes. Because you would have done 30 minutes before we start the prayer. Or you do 30 minutes after we finish prayer. That means only you have prayed 1 hour, 30 minutes for that day. Go to work and go and talk to every devil. Are you getting what I'm saying? So another way people do this consistent prayer is what we have been doing, like our morning prayer. But I want to make this one specifically for spiritual growth challenge now. You want to take advantage of group praying. Group praying is powerful. There are sometimes, if it's only you, you will sleep. So the best way to start is to start with a group. That's why I said, when you go home this week, this 1 week, don't get tired. Start. But from upper week, 23rd, I think it's 23rd, we have the contact and the details of all those that registered, is that not? So we'll send an email to you, send a message to you. You can always join. 6 a.m. every morning. It's YouTube. It's not Mix Island. No. YouTube. So those of you that have not been following on YouTube, after I pray now, before we go on break, you go to my YouTube page and click subscribe. Do you understand? So that when we start, even if you don't get email, you'll get notification. Then, when you start these consistent prayers, have a journal. Record the things God will be saying to you. Record your encounters. You'll be hearing some. Sometimes you hear just small things. No problem. Write it down. At a particular point, if God sees that you are consistent with writing, he will now be downloading more. You know why? It shows him that you pay attention to his voice. You are willing to hear more, so he will give you more. But when he discovers that you are not interested in journaling anything, no problem. Anyone you can catch during the course of your prayer, fine. So what I do is that I have a particular part of my notepad. I call it spirit impressions or impressions of the spirit. So anything that the spirit impresses in my heart or he shares with me or tells me something, I take note of it. Like while I was praying overnight, the 40 days challenge came. Immediately we were praying. It was the 4 a.m. prayer or something. I sent it during that time because I didn't want to forget it. He said it will help a lot of people that come for this camp to sustain the energy. I said, good. I found the answer. It's well with you. You will not miss out on the plan of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Have you been blessed by this session?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.